This U.S. government-sponsored conference on pandemics was planned long ago, but it's taken on new urgency, coming one day after the World Health Organization raised its global swine flu alert to phase 4 on the 6-point scale. Conference organizer Dr. Greg Pappas of the American non-governmental organization called Interaction says that while it's too early to tell whether the current outbreak will turn into a global pandemic, poorer countries in particular need to be prepared for the day when one does hit.
It may not happen this year. It may happen next year. It may happen in 5 years. We don't know. The issue is, and this is what this meeting is about, the issue is preparedness. Most of the developed world has gone through exercises to prepare their systems in the eventuality of a pandemic. What's going on now is helping less developed countries, like those in East Africa, to come up to speed and be prepared for this sort of eventuality.
7 East African countries, Sudan, Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Ethiopia, are represented at the gathering. 2 nations in the Horn of Africa, Somalia and Eritrea, do not have representatives here. Also attending are delegations from the African Union, the United Nations Emergency Preparedness Office, the World Health Organization, and the Red Cross, as well as representatives from Egypt, Mali, Jordan, and Nepal. Dr. Pappas of the NGO Interaction says he sees no reason why African countries should take drastic action at this stage. He says the emphasis should be on common sense preventive measures that cost little but could go a long way toward preventing the spread of viruses.
I don't think there's a reason to close schools in Ethiopia right now. There's every good reason in every country of the world to wash your hands. There's every good reason in every country of the world to promote education around sneeze etiquette, to suggest people to stay home when they're sick and not take their illness to school, to work. These basic principles are important.
Dr. Pappas emphasizes that while there's no cause for alarm, countries where healthcare infrastructure is weak are the most vulnerable. He notes that except for the death toll in Mexico, most of the swine flu cases reported since the current epidemic struck have been relatively mild. World Health Organization officials say it could be months before a vaccine is available to treat this latest strain of flu, but experts say they are encouraged that the virus seems to be hitting hardest among people of middle age, sparing the more vulnerable groups, the elderly and children under the age of 5. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.